Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. Now, I'll tell you a little bit later why I start the show like that, but good evening and welcome to 99.5 FM The Word, and you are listening to Free Inside Ministry, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me this evening is my forever bride and my awesomely wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Aloha, it's a motivational Monday today.
Well, it's motivational Monday. That means we got Pastor Kawa. Kawa Kwan from the Light of Promise.
No, the Lamb of
Next
God.
Next to the Lamb of God Church.
Well, it must be a Monday.
Hey, let's reverse.
You know what? It's funny. I was telling myself, don't say Light of Promise. I told myself right there. I'd like to welcome Pastor Kwan here this evening.
And it's surely good to be here in the presence of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lamb Jesus. Of God. Lamb Church of God. And Bible school.
And moving on.
Coming up big holes of me. Free Inside airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii on 99.5 FM. Also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. We have streaming available at www.995theword.com. Also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Bula. We thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us on this Motivational Monday as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor Kawa Kwan of the Lamb of God Church and Bible
Amen.
School
Glory.
Is
Amen.
Available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
And we send our love and aloha to all our men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs. The Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa Laumaka, OCCC, Waiawa WCCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison and the many other prisons in Arizona and also Eloy Detention Center.
Amen, Alicia.
We pray for you and your families, and we ask for God's mercy, grace, and restoration upon all your lives.
Hey, we also want to send a great big mahalo to that generous sponsor for the Grace 91.1 program in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men under the direct leadership of Pastor James Byrd and First Lady Lucy Maialona.
Oh, bless them, Lord.
Yes, Fishers of Men.
West side is the best side. And to our primary, the word sponsor right back here in Honolulu, we want to give a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
God bless you, Chris.
Mahalo.
Jehovah Rapha, heal you.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's Monday. That means one thing. That's right. We're going to slide right into the week right here. See, we don't have to jump. Yes. We're going to slide into this
sachet.
Motivational Monday.
Sachet.
Ooh, sachet. There's sachet. No word.
We might even paddle on in.
Oh, here we go. I saw a picture of a world-famous stand-up paddler the other day down at Ala Moana impersonating wow. Pastor Kwan.
Yes, I'm telling you.
So, yeah, the paparazzi out there. The paparazzi was out there taking pictures of you.
Yeah, they were popping up out of the water. Unknown places.
And you thought that was the Hono over there.
Yes, it was.
Well, so good to have you, Pastor Kwan. It's the start of it's August. I can't believe that. The second week of August already.
Yes.
Man, it's going to be Thanksgiving before and then Christmas, and then it's over. Oh, my gosh, dude.
That's right. Start it again from the beginning.
Ooh, it sounds like we're going to do something with the world. Yeah. Anyway, in the beginning, we've got a powerful message with Pastor Kwan, but we've also got a special song. This is Israel Houghton and Byron Cage. They're going to give us some thanks and get you going and get you up so you get ready for this message. That's right. Here we go.
Oh, yes.
Psalms 107 and 1 declares,
that's right.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Give thanks.
It endures forever.
That's right.
Put your hands together with us as we sing this
song. Let's get
into his name on this day. Let me say it first. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And you know the Lord's been good to you. You've got to tell him thank you. This is the part we can all get involved right here. I want you to find somebody quickly, real quickly. Point your hand to heaven and say, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That I think was good,
those guys are going to keep going. They don't stop. Yeah. I had to cut them a little short. They're going to go for another 37 minutes. We're going to move on.
You know, that was only the first verse, too.
I got love when the praise. Well, you know, we praise him for who he is, Pastor.
Oh, yes.
And Lynn, we worship him for what he's done.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, people got to remember, even if he didn't do anything else except let you wake up today on this side of the ground, that's enough to praise
that's
him.
That's enough.
If he does nothing else more in your life, that's enough to praise him, because he is God. He is the great I am. Not the great I was. He is the great I am. And that's what sometimes as believers, Pastor, we look at our situation. We look at our location instead of reverting back to our foundation in the Word of God.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes we just need to take a step back, take a breath, and say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Kwan.
That is so important. And to open up tonight, you know, it's just a wonderful time again. No matter what storms come our way, no matter what day we wake up to, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And tonight I just want to go into the Word of God and from the book of John, actually the first John. And in this, John provides a letter of direction for the Christians that we face challenges. And you know, the challenges are not the same all the time, although the source of the challenge is the same.
Amen. Satan.
But the challenge just differs all the time. And so John here writes this letter to the believers of our fellowship, of our relationship, reminding them of our fellowship in the light of Christ.
Amen.
And our relationship as being married to Jesus Christ. Whew, I like that word, being married.
Amen.
So all you listeners out there, get ready to say your vows. But this is God's word that gives us this hope. And I want to go from the first chapter of 1 John, verses 5, 6, and 7.
Hallelujah.
And so I'll read it from the King James Version. It goes like this. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Ooh, that's worth a manapua.
Hallelujah, right there.
Right there. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Well, now I got to take back half of that manapua on this one. But
there you
here's a 1.5 coming back. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Hallelujah.
That, man.
In the Message Bible, it goes from 1 John chapter 1, 5 to 7. This, in essence, is the message we heard from Christ and are passing on to you. God is light, pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in him. If we claim that we experience the shared life with him and continue to stumble around in the dark, we're obviously lying through our teeth. We're not living what we claim. But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's son, purges all our sins. Bula?
In the Jesus book, he says, God, he good. I like that. They just come right to the point.
Right to the point.
It says this stuff Jesus went go tell us, and he went go tell you guys. God, he's good, and with him for sure, no more nothing bad. He's just like the light, and he no more dark kind stuff. This is for you, Brandy, over there, no triple C. If we say we stay tight with God, but still yet do all the kind of bad stuff, it's just like we stay inside one dark place. We stay bullai, and we don't do nothing the true way. But if we do good kind stuff, that's just like we stay inside the light, just like God stay inside the light with us. Then we stay tight with each other. You know, Jesus, God's boy, he went bleed and mock it thy dead. And woo! That's just like his blood go clean us up inside
from
all the bad kind stuff we went do.
Yes.
Wow, only his blood can clean up the corruption.
That was mock it thy dead. Jesus. That's the point where mock it thy dead. You guys never hear that a long time.
Yeah. Imagine that. It records that the blood can go in and just change it right away.
Yes,
and we all need second chances. We all need chances.
Hallelujah.
But that's the love of God, and that's his grace.
Amen.
Poured out unconditionally. Because he could have wiped us all out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's go, okay, let's start from the beginning again.
With the hand.
Yeah, up with the hand. Don't even go there.
Yeah, amen.
But he said that. And you know, this message to the listeners out, to all of us here, it says something very factual in the fifth verse. It says, God is light.
God is light.
Yeah. God is light. Amen. Right there. And then it says, and in him is no darkness at all.
No darkness.
Hallelujah.
Wow. So where is the darkness coming from?
Not him.
Not him.
Not him.
But he sure shines a light on something.
Thank you, Lord.
So, you know, if you look at that picture, it's just like he's just this big, huge fluorescent light.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And wherever he goes, it's just light all over the place.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Exposing darkness and just eliminating darkness.
Eliminating darkness.
Well, you know, that's an interesting analogy, Pastor, because when you come home late at night after you work or you're going out, what do? Do you walk around in the darkness and bang into everything? No. What do we do?
Turn on the light.
We turn on the switch, and then all of a sudden, do we have to wait like 2 days, 30 seconds?
No.
Instantly, the light removes the darkness.
Yeah.
See, we got to, Christians, my believers, my brethren, we got to flip your switch. We got to turn you on and be the light.
Flip the switch.
A lot of you guys walking around in darkness because you never turn the switch on. Well, the switch is here. His name is Pastor Quan today.
But you know, the word of God, see, that's the thing, Bula. We come from different experiences.
Yes, we do.
You know, like, even when we cook our food, when we cook our meats, we cook our chicken and all that, sometimes we like them barbecue, sometimes we like them roast.
Fried chicken.
But we know we like them dead, you know, and then we cook that burger, you know. But, you know, it's, if God is light, that's it. There's no other question to be said. That's to be said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he challenges us with the if.
Ooh.
The little word if.
Yeah.
Very strong direction. If we say that we have fellowship with him, first he talks about fellowship.
Amen.
And walk in darkness. Wow, amen. That is opposite right there.
Yep. That's right.
So what does the writer, that the Spirit of God impresses upon the writer? These next two words.
Say this and walk the other way.
We lie.
Bulai.
My Bible says lying through your teeth.
And do not the truth. Do not the truth, because there's no fellowship.
Not
light
living,
and dark. Dark has no fellowship because light just eliminates it. But thank God for the second chances.
Amen.
Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
You know, his love is so great.
Ooh, so great.
From the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, it decrees and it speaks of a coming Savior.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then how he goes to the cross and he bleeds and dies. The Bible records from Isaiah 50 to 55, the suffering Savior.
Amen.
His face was so marred.
Yes.
Couldn't even be recognized
as a man, it says there.
As a man.
As a man. And all these things that it came upon. But God, see, says, if we walk in the light as he is in that light, we have fellowship.
Hallelujah.
You know, amen. Fellowship is just not friends.
That's right.
That's
relationship.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Even to the point of marriage.
Mm.
And all the single men say amen.
I heard a loud amen.
Yeah.
We won't even get into the relationship counseling class that you're going to offer next month.
That's right. But what he did, he offered us that. The second chances, the hopes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you so much.
And never to judge us.
Never.
Never to judge us.
Dear Jesus.
Because of the great love of God
that
was before. And that was set. If we, so don't deny it. Don't live in the dark. Don't walk opposite of God. Stay in that fellowship of God.
Yes, He will forgive all your sins.
Oh, you know, and it's just those sins, we have tendencies or habits
to go back
that turn us. You know, I remember a saying about turn completely around 360, but you only go around, you're just going right around in a circle.
Need to go 180.
Yeah,
faster.
You need 180. Yeah, you cannot complete that part, but we have to do our part there.
Amen.
So, as the word encourages, no, be a liar.
Amen.
You know, you got problems.
Say what you're going to do and do what you say.
And call upon God.
Amen.
That's the simple solution right here. Call upon
Him. He leads you.
He'll listen. Mm-hmm. He'll sit down.
Talk to you.
The way He works it out is, I am the way, the truth, and the light.
Not you are the way.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's wonderful about that is He makes it very clear. He's not a God of confusion. See, devil, Satan himself, the enemy, is the father of all lies and chaos and confusion. So there's really not many options because God is not an option. In fact, as Pastor Kwan was speaking, he doesn't say, I think I'm a way. I think I'm an option. I could be one of the choices. He goes, He made it very easy for us to understand. Very basic language. I am the way. There's no two, three syllables.
Way. Right.
I am the way. You can be in third grade. You're still going to understand what that means. Somebody is the way. But He also tells you that He is the truth and the life. And that no one, so there's no special clauses here. You don't get the backstage pass.
That's right.
That kind of draws the line. It's a pivotal verse for all of us who call ourselves believers because we have to realize as we share the love of Jesus with others, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, He's setting that up. No one. So look around and say, no one. Where you at? Well, no one is nobody.
Nobody.
No one gets to the Father. He's the bouncer of all bouncers. He's the armor bearer of all armor.
Amen.
No one gets to the Father except through Jesus.
That's right.
So anything else besides that is a lie. Period. That's a lie. I'm not going to come against any other religion or beliefs or doctrine or denomination. All I'm saying is that's just in the book. I'm going to stick to the script and I'm going to say what's in the book. But Pastor Kwan, He makes it so easy. It's not even up for discussion.
That's right.
It's not a question. Yeah. It's like, I'd like you to think of, no, this is cut to the chase. This is it right here.
You know, if we just follow the script.
Pastor.
We follow the directions.
Stick to the script.
And we'll get to the end of it.
Amen.
You know, check this out. From verses 8 down to 10. 10 says this. If we say, again the little word, if. We say that we have not sinned. We make Him a liar. And His word is not in us. In other words, we don't believe.
Well, some people don't believe, and this is the thing that they have to understand.
Yeah.
We as humans are born into sin.
That's right.
We're born into sin. It's already predetermined.
Yeah.
So if you say that you have not sinned, He's telling you already, you're off. You were born into it. Before you even could have a brain, you was born into it. Huh? That's going to take a little one for them to figure out.
My Bible says, if we claim that we're free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves.
Yeah.
Hmm?
You know, that's the come on man clause
there.
Oh, here's the Jesus book. If we say we never do bad kind stuff ever. It's just like we saying God on Bulaya.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that a Bulaya? No, Bulaya. They say it like that. Yeah. Then what he say, no stay inside us. Whoa.
No. Hey. We don't want that. He paid a price for
that's
us.
That's right, He did.
And He loved us. And now we become His. Adopted in Him. All of us that is listening that have Jesus Christ have this special promises and we have the Holy Spirit inside to help us do
that. Hallelujah.
And you know, when you're feeling bad and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, that's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Talking to you.
Well, you know, some people don't understand how the Holy Spirit is vested within us as human beings, Pastor.
Yeah.
You know, the other night we had the awesome privilege to listen to Pastor Donnie McClurkin speak. He shared some things that were just mind-blowing.
Wow.
And so when people say, you know, a lot of times pastors will say, well, if you don't believe, you don't have the Holy Spirit. No, the Holy Spirit is in each and every one of us, but we need to recognize that. And the reason that all came about is when God was creating man, the angels were looking at him and they're saying, what are you doing? He goes, what are you doing making that doll there? He goes, it's not a doll. Watch this. And it was the breath of what? God that gave man life. So if you breathe into somebody, they've got you inside of them. So if you can just imagine that, it's just like, the breath of life, that's what God gave us. So in our genealogy, we are inherently have the Holy Spirit in us.
Wow.
It's up to us to recognize us that we have it.
Yeah.
It's not a thing you can go out. We're not going to Sports Authority. They closed already. But yeah. you know, we're not going to go to Sam's Club. It is in your DNA. It is already a distinguishable, notable attribute that you have. That's my version, DNA.
Ooh.
Distinguishable, notable attribute. See, we already have it. So you're going to say, wow, I already got, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, you didn't know that because nobody shared that with you. But we share that with you. Now you can activate the helper and the advocate that's in you.
All right. That is so true. I like, and you know, Donnie McClurkin,
your
pastor?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He came here to Hawaii.
To Hawaii, all the way.
We never listened to him on the radio.
Yeah, yeah,
he was here.
And I know Pastor Barry's going to have some great stories. Pastor Barry shook his hand.
Pastor Barry.
I think he's got a glove on now. He's going to wash his hand. He's going to wash his hand.
But amazing, man.
Amazing. Like I said, how the word of God comes from a different perspective.
That's
but
right.
it just blows our mind.
And the Holy Spirit, Pastor, is for everybody.
That's right. It is.
It's not just for some. It's for all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, that's why the word if is in these scriptures.
Oh, yeah. The key word here is if.
The if here. You know, to know that it's working inside of us, to know that we got to work with him.
That's right. That's right.
We got to work with him to see that, to accomplish this.
We got to do our part.
Yes.
We do our part.
You see, but you know, that's the grace of God, because when I'm looking at those verses in the King James versions in 8, 9, and 10, it all starts off with, if we say, if we confess, if we say.
Right.
So he's giving us the benefit of the doubt.
He's actually telling you what to do.
He's saying, well, if we say we have no sin, that's not too good. But he's not saying, hey, Lolohe, you bakatari, what you doing over there, you idiot. No, he's saying, if this happens, and he knows it happens, but he's trying to say, if, perchance, by the way.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. So we can have a chance, because God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself upon you. That's why it's all about choice and free will.
That's why, you know, when the book was written, it said from the fifth verse, it said, this is the message.
Amen.
This is the message right
off.
Amen. God is light.
God is light.
And in him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
And you know, this
not
light,
a trace.
This light is just not a flickering light.
It's the kind that make your eyes blink. So bright.
It's life.
Amen. And more abundant.
Here's the word we're going to go. It's called effervescent.
Effervescent.
Effervescent. You guys can look that up. And
we're not talking about the teeth thing.
We're not talking about phosphorescence. I'm talking effervescent light.
Effervescent. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome.
Jesus. It is life.
Yes.
God is life.
But, you know, to make it easy for people to understand, they think, you know, light, because darkness and all this.
Yeah.
Go back to the story about coming home late at night. All you got to do to get rid of that darkness is to turn on the switch, right?
Right.
Just turn on the switch that's in your heart right now. God put a switch inside of you.
Oh,
you just need to turn on the switch. Yeah. You don't have to go look for an electrician. It's in you. You just got to turn on the switch to get that darkness out of you.
That's right. Thank God.
But thank God.
You know, in it all, in the letter of the words, you know, it's not to judge you.
Yes.
Because we're all guilty of everything that he's saying. That's why he said if.
That's right, Pastor Kwan.
We all guilty of all this. So,
yes.
Hey, no sense trying to hide.
That's right.
No sense trying to
no hide
makeup.
From God. He knows.
No try to act like you're okay.
Act.
Yeah. No act up.
No act up.
Just humble yourself.
Yes, hallelujah.
Just humble yourself and come to the Lord with all your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Your families will be blessed. Your module, everything will be blessed.
Yes, everything will be blessed.
So let's go to God in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor Kwan.
You know, it's such a blessed time.
Oh,
Father,
yes. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we come unto you and just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the word of God.
Thank you so much, God.
For God is light. He is the life on us. And Lord, forgive us if we thought that we were the man and that we can still do what we do because
Lord.
Of God's mercy. No, no, no.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible tells us straightforward.
Yes, Lord.
If we say we have no sin, and the truth is not in us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to be a living
Forgive
example.
Forgive us for our lying, Lord.
Yes. Help us to build and grow upon this
Lord,
knowledge.
To grow up.
On this simple knowledge.
Yes, Father.
Lord, the fellowship of God. And
yes,
I pray
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
If there is any sin, just say, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And let the blood of Jesus be applied.
Yes,
if anyone to receive the Lord, just say, Lord, I believe.
Lord,
was
I
said,
believe. I was
and
saved.
Forgive me.
And forgive me.
And I thank you this night.
And I thank you,
in
God.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Bless the families and everyone, the listeners, the
Hallelujah.
ACOs, everyone, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen, you. Amen. I want to thank you for all the mail we've been getting. Thank you so much. And that's
Praise
P.O. Box
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
89253 Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830.
Thank you so much.
Alicia. You'll be getting some goodies in the mail, everybody. We just love
Detention
it.
Center. Yeah.
Thank you for your support in prayer for us.
And
just want to let you know that, hey, you guys out there saw Wallace Brown today doing really good. He's playing praise and worship at Agape. Saipele Ciatini's doing great. Alwyn Rocky Williams is doing great. Philip Espanola is doing great. Roby DeGucci, Robbie DeGucci is doing great. Albert Perry is doing great. You know, Joe Michaeli is doing great. Kurt Kowalo is doing great.
Praise God.
Hey, just keep lifting them all up. And hey, got to know by now, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.